In a closely watched case with far-reaching implications, domestic violence survivor Barbara Sheehan was acquitted of second-degree murder yesterday in a New York City Queens Supreme Court. Testifying in her own defense, Sheehan acknowledged that she shot Raymond Sheehan, retired New York City police sergeant, 11 times in February of 2008 at their home in Howard Beach. The jury began the week telling the court that they were hopelessly deadlocked. After instructions from the bench that they could deliver a split verdict, they came back, acquittal on murder and guilty on criminal possession of a weapon. Sheehan will turn herself in and serve time at Rikers Island while she awaits sentencing in November. The weapons charge carries a minimum 3-year term and a potential 15-year sentence. In a revealing comment on her arrest, Sheehan puts her safety and the safety of her children in perspective.
Being arrested was horrible, and it was degrading and humiliating, but I actually felt safer in jail than I did in my own house with my husband. I was safer there than I was living here.
Sheehan about the implications for her children, Jennifer and Raymond Jr.
I knew that they were safer also. Unfortunately, right now, I don't know what's going to happen with me, but if I have to go to jail, I will be able to do that knowing that they're safe.
Sheehan's attorney, Michael Dowd, is researching the case law on whether this charge can't stand without an underlying criminal conviction on the primary crime. In the courtroom, the presiding judge, Barry Cron, indicated the case law was split. Outside the courthouse, as the jury was inside deliberating, Sheehan responded to a reporter who noted that there were no police officers present in the courtroom.
Wow, not one. Not one police officer has come to defend him. If they believed in him, there would have been police officers there. And not one has come in 3.5 years. I have gotten support where people have come to me and said, we know, we've heard, but we can't say or do anything about it. And that's the blue wall. We know what he was like. We know what he did, but we can't say anything. The blue wall of silence. And I think that needs to be broken down also.
At her home in Howard Beach on the eve of the jury's verdict, Sheehan comments on why she did not call for help from the police.
Police officer domestic violence is a lot different than regular domestic violence because you can't call the police on the police. How do you do that? Do you think the cops were going to come and go against a sergeant? Absolutely not. But, you know, he would threaten me all the time, a piece of paper, you're going to get an order of protection? That's not going to stop a bullet. The person that lives in the house has 4 guns like my husband did. It's not going to stop a bullet in order of protection. He would threaten my children all the time, my family, and it's just very difficult to live like that.
Barbara Sheehan's trial was important because testimony of decades of domestic violence was allowed into the trial, and also because the case was unique in exposing the hidden epidemic of law enforcement perpetrated domestic violence. Noelle Hanrahan, Queens.